there's a contentious presidential election in Kenya today. Kenya already had an election back in August, and President Uhuru Kenyatta won re-election. But then the country's Supreme Court annulled the results after opposition claims of vote rigging and corruption, and they ordered a new election. But now opposition leader Raila Odinga has pulled out of the race entirely and urged his supporters to boycott today's vote. Wairimu Gitahi is the founder of Media 20 Productions and joins me now from Nairobi, Kenya. Wairimu, welcome back.
Thank you.
What's the scene like at polling places today?
Well, it was as many people would have expected. The strongholds where Raila has many supporters have very few voters. And then those ones of the incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, have quite a number of voters. We've also witnessed in a number of areas where there are protests. For example, there's a stronghold for Raila called Kibra. And in some of these areas, there's a specific area near a primary school called Olympic. There, protesters are stopping people from going to vote. And voting until now hasn't started. The polling stations were supposed to be opened at 6 a.m. And in that specific area around that school, voting has not started yet because protesters are hurling stones at the police. The police are throwing tear gas canisters at them. And there's quite a bit of protests going on there.
So with the protests going on, as you say, with many people boycotting and others not being permitted to vote for various reasons, what does that predict about how Kenyans will interpret the legitimacy of this election?
You see, the thing is that both President Uhuru and Raila have quite a number of voters. In fact, sometimes people see it as 50-50. So this, of course, will bring very many questions of legitimacy, because, as you know, if probably like around 40 or 50% of the population doesn't agree with the outcome of the results or did not vote, obviously that brings a problem. The president, I think, will have a hard time in conducting his daily affairs as a president in the country.
And what's the big issue? What's the major issue for Kenyans as they head to the polls this time?
Okay, for those ones who are supporting NASA, meaning those ones who are supporting Raila, they say that they have no faith in the commission that is carrying on the IEBC, the one responsible for the voting process. So they say that they didn't do a good job before, so why should they do a good job now? While the ones who are supporting Uhuru Kenyatta are saying when the court annulled the elections, the court did not say that the IEBC, the commission that is taking care of the elections, should reorganize itself. It didn't say that. It just said that they should just take a number of precautions, change a couple of things, and then go ahead and do the elections. So that has been like the bone of contention. They have been concentrating on that and not too much on the development issues, which are the major issues actually affecting the country. That's why, I mean, you go to vote. That's why you want a specific president.
So then the question becomes, what's being lost in the national debate in Kenya with all of this fighting over the legitimacy of elections?
Exactly. In fact, businesses have really gone down. I mean, one of the organizations that has businessmen came out and said that they are losing a lot of money. You see, when also you have demonstrations, there's a lot of looting that goes on. Life in Kenya now has become just about politics. Yesterday was a public holiday. Today is a public holiday. We had other public holidays the last time we had elections, and people are unsure what happens after today. So obviously it's affecting the everyday life of people. In fact, many people say that they are exhausted by this process, that it should just come to an end. But the way things are looking, probably today is not really the end, or these elections are not the end.
A second presidential election in Kenya, and Wairimu Gitahi says it's not the end for wrangling over the legitimacy. Wairimu, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wairimu Gitahi of Media 20 in Nairobi.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.